Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 29th, 2019, looking at the second portion of Luke chapter 19. Starting in verse 28. After Jesus had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he came near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples ahead, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you. When you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it, and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you will say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found things just as he told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought the colt to Jesus. They threw their robes on the colt and set Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their robes on the road. As he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, a whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He replied, "I tell you, if these people would be silent, the stones would cry out." As he came near, he saw the city and wept over it. He said, "If you, yes you, had only known on this day the thing that would bring peace to you. But now it is hidden from your eyes. In fact, the day will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you, surround you, and hem you in on every side. Within your walls they will dash you and your children to the ground. And within your walls they will not leave one stone on top of another, because you did not recognize the time when God came to help you." Jesus entered the temple courts and began to drive out those who were selling things there. He told them, "It is written, 'My house will be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple courts, but the chief priests, the experts in the law, and the leaders of the people continued to look for a way to put him to death. They could not find any way to do it, because all the people were clinging to him and listening. This is the word of our God. Earlier in the chapter, we had Zacchaeus, whom Jesus called down out of the tree and said, "I must stay at your house today," in the same way that he had to go through Samaria in John chapter 4, and he met that woman at the well. And Zacchaeus promised to give back anything that he had taken or cheated, not because it was necessity for him to do so in order to be a Christian, but because that little bit of time with Jesus changed his heart. Jesus preached to him, Jesus sought him out, and Jesus brought him to faith using the word of God. And Jesus followed that up with the parable of the 10 minas, where each servant was given 1 mina, and then those servants invested it. And so in that context, you can kind of say that Zacchaeus gave away everything he had, everything that he had cheated, for sure, and he only needed what Jesus gave to him, which was that 1 mina, the gospel message, the message of free and full forgiveness coming from God. And that parable of the 10 minas is set in contrast to Palm Sunday and the approach of Jesus to Jerusalem. He weeps over it. Even as everybody is rejoicing, he had sent somebody ahead to go get that donkey, to go get that young donkey, the colt. And as he is riding into Jerusalem in the exact same way that all the sons of David had been riding into Jerusalem to be crowned king, or riding down from the palace to be crowned king, Jesus rides there as the son of David. And the people sing their hosannas, because who knows what each of them is expecting. Some perhaps caught up in the glory of the miracles, they start singing Hosanna to the Son of David, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." That's what Luke comments in verse 37. The whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles that they had seen. And their words and their songs and their voices almost echo, almost bookend the life of Jesus, reminding us of the song of the angels. The multitude of the disciples have seen the mighty works of Jesus, fulfilling that promise of the angels, peace and joy on earth. He drove out demons. He healed people. He triumphed over death. He raised people from the dead. He proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, and he did so in word and followed it up with remarkable deed. They know that he is the promised king who speaks peace to the nations. There's peace in heaven. The God who gives his people and his people on earth such a king certainly has peace in mind. The king may still be a king hidden, and he may still have a journey to go into a far land that the parable of the minas had talked about. But God's will be done, and he will have glory in the highest, that he should be known and acknowledged as the great God that he is. The praise of his disciples here anticipates the final triumph of his great goodness. And perhaps there is a little bit of a mixture in that crowd. Perhaps they do recognize him for who he is as the Messiah, but they don't know what's coming. Perhaps they only get caught up in the miracles and in the glory and the successes and the numbers, and they forget the preaching entirely. But Jesus had said it time and time again. The Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. He will be crucified. He will be put to death. And on the third day, he will be raised again. He will rise from the dead. And that is our King. That is our King who goes where nobody else can follow. That is our King who lays down his life for the salvation of sinners. That is the King whose praises here draw a reaction from the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Teacher, tell your disciples to quiet down. Rebuke them. If the people would be silent, the stones would cry out. And as the procession kind of wends its way through the city, the children are running and laughing and playing. Jesus finally dismounts and walks up to the temple courts. And Matthew tells us that as Jesus was walking along, all the children were still following along and singing and dancing and singing their hosannas. And it's in that place that Jesus finds the animals and Jesus finds the opposition from the Pharisees. And so for you and I today, consider for yourself, this King comes. This King comes to win salvation from death. He comes to be your King and mine. He comes to be received by his people and to make them clean. As you go about your day today, consider where perhaps we need Jesus to make his entrance yet again. Consider what areas of your life or of your heart you have kind of closed off to that King, as though that part of your life or that part of your heart God cannot really speak to. And consider the sin that we need to repent of. Consider the attitude that we need to change and that we need our Savior to change for us. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You can find us Sunday morning at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also find us on Facebook. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.